The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the drizzly downtown studios of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. We're having a little bit of fun up here this morning. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Spartans tonight. That's going to be a great game. That's a big game.
Yeah, you know what? And it'll make your holiday season and right on into the Rose Bowl. So it's going to be a big game tonight. We'll be all glued to our TVs. Speaking about the holidays, I got a couple more items that I'd recommend for gifts for the griller. We're going to focus about on the grill. And a lot of these are racks and baskets that make grilling food a little bit easier, make sure it stays together. One of my favorite things, cooked on this last Saturday night, had some fresh salmon, is a cedar or an alder plank. You're going to soak these planks. It's like a cedar shake siding. You're going to soak these planks in water for about an hour so they don't catch on fire, but that they just smoke and smolder. Put the fish right on it. Usually leave the skin on, skin side down, and season it however you like it. There's a lot of wonderful recipes, but these cedar or alder planks provide a great smoky flavor to the fish. Just a fantastic little thing. $12-15, you can get a stack of four or five planks. You can buy them online. A lot of stores have them, and it's another good gift. The other thing are these baskets. There's a lot of different baskets for corn on the cob. There's potato grilling racks. There's rib racks. And again, all of this stuff, what it does, it either holds food together or it elevates it from laying flat on the grill to be on the side, like a rib rack, so you might have more capacity on your grill. If you're feeding a big group of people, you know, we usually figure a rack of ribs for every two adults. So if you've got, you know, three or four couples coming over, you got to do four racks of ribs. And if that's the case, you're going to want a rib rack that you can set on the grill. They're horizontal rather than flat on the grill, and they cook your ribs fantastic. But it's just a nice little tool for the guy who's got everything, but not one of those. Great Christmas gift, $20 again, right up your alley.
Sweet.
Yeah. So anyway, one other one that I really enjoy is the pizza baking stone. This is something that is a little more expensive. These are around $60 a piece, but it's either a granite or a ceramic stone. I know, Bob, you've got one, and you make pizzas for the family on this. And what it really does is it spreads the heat evenly. You're using your grill kind of like an oven. But the grates, if you don't put this stone between the grates and the bottom of the pizza, you'll get some burning from time to time. So these stones are fantastic. But those are just three easy little gifts that the griller should have to make some variety
on
the grill.
Yeah, that's good call there, Jop. All good picks. That stone also, if you've got a crummy grill and it's real uneven, and a lot of them are, that'll even you out real nice.
Yeah, so awesome. Awesome. Well, coming up next, we've got a new restaurant in town called Afternoon Delight on 122 South Division. And our friends Ryan and Andy from there are going to be coming in and breaking down their recipe. We're really excited about this new restaurant. So we're the Grillin' Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.